Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
You ready for Mike Vrabel, next Patriots head coach?
Yeah, I'm ready for it just because it's the obvious one. Not my first choice, Jones, you know that. But yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm not going to be surprised by it. In fact, I'd be surprised if it was anybody other than Mike Vrabel.
Oh, I think the writing is beyond on the wall. Curran made it pretty clear yesterday. I think their coaching search made it even more clear.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the names they plucked out of left field for their interviews yesterday. And I don't like that the Patriots coaching search is going to take less than 7 days. Which I think is a below-average coaching search, is what I would say.
Yeah, it's not the Jets coaching search.
No.
Which is lengthy. It's a long coaching search that they have there. It's just about everybody who's even interested in football.
Anything over 7 days, I would say, is an above-average coaching
search. So less than 7 days?
Yeah, I would
you
say.
Think is a shorter search?
I would gasp at it.
Yeah, I would too. So they're basically going to interview 4 people?
Yes.
And so...
And the Ben Johnson interview sounds fake.
The Ben Johnson one is sort of to appease the fans. The Byron Leftwich, Pep Hamilton are to appease the Rooney Rule. And then Mike Vrabel's just for them.
Vrabel's just the coach.
Because it was so lame when they're like, oh, they didn't even announce Mike Vrabel until they announced the other guys. Like, you knew you were going to talk to Mike Vrabel, but you were like, well, we're not going to put him first because then maybe we'll throw him off the scent.
No, we're going to announce Ben Johnson first. Yeah. Then we're going to go Pep Hamilton, Byron Leftwich. Those interviews are done.
So
now we're talking to Vrabel. If you haven't heard, they're talking to Mike Vrabel tomorrow, and it sounds like a foregone conclusion. He's the guy.
So we talked a little bit yesterday about the Rooney Rule and obviously the pros and cons that come with it. But did you notice yesterday the Patriots Twitter account?
No. Well, I noticed they tweeted out the two names.
So then they said, we completed our interviews with Pep Hamilton and Byron Leftwich.
That
and
I
they
saw.
Made a graphic, and they shared a graphic. You can't even put those guys on separate graphics?
I did see that.
So like, yeah, just throw them in there together. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, come on.
Two interviews in one. They're not real interviews anyway.
You couldn't do two tweets? They did one tweet. They were like, Pep Hamilton, Byron Leftwich, and it was like a collage of the two of them.
You know what?
They shared a graphic. I was like, guys.
I saw that. I didn't even think of that.
Separate it. Look at, Terp's got it up now. Like, we completed our interviews. They're like, yeah, just cut it in half. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
These guys, they're not going to be the coach
that
anyway.
That sucks.
They've both been out of football for multiple years.
They're not getting the job.
No. They're not. We didn't even talk to them.
Head coach interviews, guys. We talked to them. Do you think Robert Kraft was there? Do you think Jonathan Kraft? No, you know what? I think we know why Elliot Wolf's here. He talked to those guys.
He's doing those interviews?
Elliot Wolf talked to Pep. And Pep's like, anybody else coming? He's like, just going to be me today.
Yeah, just me, guys.
Just going to.
Sucks. Get your thought. You've been out of football since 2022?
What have you been up to?
Yeah. What have you been up to? Okay, good. I think there's nothing
cool to
see here. We'll move
just
along.
Just cuts him off every question. He's like, well, I've actually been, yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you
like
think
Keefe's
of Drake
Keys.
May?
Keefe's Keys. He has a question. He's on to the next thing.
Next thing. So that was like, that's just embarrassing.
Yeah, so multiple people are saying it, and I think, I came in yesterday saying I'd take... If I had to wager on it, Vrabel over the field, but now it's like it's a runaway, it's a beatdown. And after talking to Curran, I was convinced of it.
I did see odds, the
you did,
yeah. The next Patriots coach odds. Actually, they had all the teams that had vacancies. Actually, maybe not the Raiders because I don't think it was in time for that, which we'll get to. But Vrabel was like -400 to the Patriots. It was like such an overwhelming favorite.
Okay, Giardi, and Rap Sheet is now echoing this. He said the same today on the NFL Network. But Giardi said, as I tweeted yesterday, 6 league executives all said Mike Vrabel when I asked what they thought of the Patriots' process, quote-unquote. He put that in quotes. We read that Giardi tweet yesterday.
Yep.
Having already fulfilled the Rooney Rule, Vrabel, who will interview Thursday, tomorrow, could be the new head coach before the weekend.
Wow.
Before the weekend.
Kraft said he wants to move quick.
He did.
That would be quick.
That would be very
now,
fast.
And then at that point, which I guess, if you're going to just hire Vrabel, why wait around, right? If that's what you already have set. So you and I both think they should interview more people.
Yeah.
I want Ben Johnson. But let's say they end up with Mike Vrabel. Well, then get the rest of the staff as quick as possible. Figure out who, whether Elliot Wolf's going to be gone here, working with somebody or whatever. And then get ready. You have the 4th pick in the draft. You need a massive offseason. and, you know, get everything going that way. So even though he's not my top choice, if it's already a bag job, why wait a month?
Yeah, I have a problem with it being a bag job, but yeah. I guess that's a good point. Yeah. If it's Vrabel either way, then do the Zoom interview with Ben Johnson. It has to be virtual. Do the two sham interviews, which are already done, and then hire Vrabel.
I guess
that makes sense.
Good question in the Twitch chat. Do you think Leftwich and Pep Hamilton interviewed together? Did they just have them like... like the stepbrothers, like they have both of them. They're like, we don't have a lot of time, guys.
Yeah.
So we're asking you the same question. You can just kind of ping-pong off each other.
Yeah, yeah, Kraft is constantly mixing up their names.
Just terrible.
Just a mess. So lots of ways to interact with the show today. What do you think of Mike Vrabel? Sounds like it's a done deal. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along. And as Keith just pointed out, you can also chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Follow along there. At least you know Mike Vrabel isn't be playing cards at the back of the plane.
Wow.
At least you know that.
Well,
We might as well update a few of these items, and then we'll get to the potential hiccup when it comes to Mike Vrabel and the Patriots. This is the Whopper from Chad Graff today. And I don't know how much piling on we need to do with mayo. Did we say this on the air or off the air?
It might have been off the air. So we've seen a lot of times where there's like a smear campaign for different coaches or players we've seen when they've left town. And it's sort of like, see, we made the right call moving on from them. And usually it's when a coach or a player is a little bit more polarizing. And maybe there's some guys that, like, for example, really wanted to keep Manny Ramirez or Terry Francona or Bruce Cassidy or whatever, like all these different guys. And then there'd be leaks are like, oh, well, you didn't know this about him, and like try to get people to get on your side. Every single person wanted Gerard Mayo gone. So the week after, do we need to find out stories about how he was bad at his job when we all know that he was bad at his job?
Yeah.
It's like, let's fire him more. Let's find a way to get, like, we want you to be more fired. Like, no, he's gone. Everybody's ready to move on. And they're like, yeah, but what about this stuff?
Ownership doesn't need to justify it. And I'm guessing, I don't know where this came from.
Okay.
But I'm guessing based on the source, Chad Graff has had some good stuff with Kraft over the years, including a tweet yesterday where he talked about Kraft and his timeline and he wants to move quickly.
Yeah.
Well, I would guess it's from the ownership side, honestly. He says, in a move that surprised some at the front of the plane after a lopsided loss to the Arizona Cardinals. So they get blown out. It's non-competitive. It's out of the bye week, if you recall. And they're flying back across the country after getting their ass kicked in a lifeless performance against Arizona.
And they went to 3-11, and they were in the middle of a four-game losing streak at that point.
In a move that surprised some at the front of the plane after such a lopsided loss, according to a team source, Mayo, the team's first-year head coach, who had been handpicked by owner Robert Kraft to succeed Bill Belichick, left his spot near the front and went back to where some players had gathered to play cards, choosing to hang out there while his assistants watched film.
There's 52 cards in a deck of cards and two jokers in that deck. Never mind.
So they're all sitting there watching film. He's like, you guys do your work. I'm going to go play cards with the boys back here.
This kind of drives me more nuts. Not that, again, he's already been fired.
Yep.
They've already made the right call. But how do you not fire him before the last game of the season
and
make sure that you have the number one pick? I'm still hung up on that. I think everybody else should be.
I'd fire him when he got off the plane from Arizona.
Yeah, but like, hey, did you win? Did you win the card game?
Yeah.
Because you're done. We're done. We're moving on from
this. This just shows that he's so bad. Why fire him when he's just going to probably lose games anyway?
They thought he was going to tank.
Good point.
Good theory, Nick.
Maybe you're right.
On a night when the frustration over a terrible performance had some wondering if their jobs would be in jeopardy, it was surprising to at least one person at the front of the plane to see the head coach mingling with players in such a casual way. Quote, look, there's a lot of ways to do the job, a team source who was on the plane said. It's not that Gerard's was definitely wrong.
Well, maybe. I think it was.
But I can't say I've seen that before. We just asked Wiggy. I think Wiggy said this on the air as well. We were just talking about this with Wiggy off the air. Wiggy's like, I've never seen that. In my time in the NFL, I've never seen a coach
and even
really
Wiggy,
even leave the front of the plane, never mind go play cards with the guys.
Wiggy's defended Gerard Mayo all season long.
Big time,
and even he's like, that's insane. Like, that is a wild thing to have happen. And so, yeah, that was, I mean, add it to the long list. I don't think anybody thinks that Gerard Mayo was a good coach. There might be a few people that thought, yeah, one and done's tough because the roster was bad. Like, that might be your best. If you wanted Gerard Mayo to have one more year, it's because you think Elliot Wolf did a horrible job. Like, that would be your one thing to kind of stand on. But both things can be true.
No,
like, both guys can be bad.
They can. And here's what I'd say about Mayo. The idea that Kraft is like, oh, he just wasn't ready for the job, if this is his mindset, that he's never going to be ready.
But this is also week 15, right? Like, this isn't week two. And he's like, wait a minute, what the hell am I doing? I'm not a player anymore.
Oh,
like,
I'm playing. Wait, we beat the Bengals. And I got the Gatorade bath. I'm feeling myself as my first game. Oh, that's not how it's done. Whoopsie.
Right. Like, on the field, they weren't getting better. And clearly off the field, Mayo wasn't getting better either.
In December
he's doing the same stuff.
First year as a head coach, he's back there playing cards with the guys. He was never going to get. This is an indication he was never going to get it. Forget you rushed him into the job or you didn't give him enough time or whatever. He was never going to get it if this is his approach. Other items in the story, people were critical of his lack of discipline for Ramondre Stevenson in the Chargers game.
Especially when he just contradicts himself.
Correct.
It's one thing not to bench the guy, but it's another thing to say you're going to bench the guy and then not bench the guy.
Yeah.
It's just like the messaging was all over the map.
No, it's pretty good. The quote from a team source, I still don't know what happened with that. Honestly, Gerard's a good guy. I don't think he was ready for all the big decisions and discipline and focus that the job takes. So that's a pretty good haymaker quote from a team source. There's also this item on Steve Belichick. Steve Belichick had the defensive coordinator role or the play calling role under Bill.
Yeah, they were both technically just linebacker coaches, but he called the defensive plays.
Yeah. Mayo was surprisingly decisive, according to Chad Graff in The Athletic. Even though Steve Belichick, Bill's son, had been the Patriots' defensive play caller in recent years while they routinely boasted top 10 units, Mayo didn't offer him the chance to continue calling plays, according to a team source, opting instead for young defensive line coach DeMarcus Covington. Good move.
Yeah, he was great.
Mayo offered Steve a lesser role.
Nice.
But the younger Belichick declined.
Good for him.
And left to become the defensive coordinator at the University of Washington.
Good for him, because we'd read that they had a great relationship, right? All the Mayo and his wife and Steve and his, like, they all get along and like they're best buds. And you're like, I always thought Steve left because he thought the organization did his dad dirty. So he's like, I'm not going to stick around for this. Like, you fired my dad. I'm gone. Because whether you want to debate Steve's credentials or not, he was way more prepared for that job than DeMarcus Covington.
Yep.
Or even Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, right. Like, did I love Steve Belichick as defensive coordinator? No.
But if it's either or, it's a slam dunk.
In retrospect. I'm not sure I would have felt that way at the time, but in retrospect, yes.
No, but I think if you were like, you know, it's another sham process and it was just going to be Covington anyway, you would have been like, well, why not keep Steve? Right? Like, why not keep at least some of the coaching on that defense? Because the defense wasn't bad the last few years.
And that was the one coach he did pick. Because we know he didn't pick AVP. Jeremy Springer told us he didn't pick him as special teams coordinator. That was Wolf.
But how insane is that? He's like, we'd like you to stay on the staff, but in a lesser role.
Well, this is why,
he's like, get out of here.
This is why I do think, even though they like Gerard, and even though it's embarrassing for Kraft, I think this came from ownership. Because the whole thing is, it was a clown show, and it was a mess, and it was a disaster. And the subtext is, Vrabel's going to come in, and he's going to clean it up.
He's going to be an adult.
Because he's the adult in the room. Right. Thank you. He's not going to be playing cards at the back of the plane.
No.
He knows how to discipline guys. You know, he's not going to ask players or coaches or whatever to take demotions and things like this. He is going to come in and do what's right. And so I think that's the subtext of the story. I guess that's where it came from. Vrabel sounds like the guy. How do you feel about it? And is there a chance Tom Brady could screw it all up?
He could.
617-779-7937. We'll explain right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins and Celtics were in action last night. The Bees have now lost five straight after their 4-0 shutout loss to the Edmonton Oilers at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman gave up three goals on 38 shots. The Bruins are back on the ice tomorrow night when the Bees will be in Tampa Bay to play the Lightning. Seas got back in the win column with their 118-106 win over the Nuggets in Denver. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 29 points, and Kristaps Porzingis added in 25 points of his own. Celtics are back on the court Friday night when they host the Sacramento Kings. Yesterday, the Patriots had interviews with Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton for the team's head coach opening. The team is scheduled to interview Mike Vrabel on Thursday and Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson later this week. And 93.7 WEEI-FM is your home for all NFL playoff games. Wildcard weekend begins with the Houston Texans hosting the Los Angeles Chargers on Saturday. Kickoff is at 4:30 with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 4 o'clock. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.